24 different hot sauces. Your puppy can get a biscuit calendar. So how did Advent go from being liturgical to so commercial?
Oh, that's really cute.
For Maya Warwick Brunel, the Christmas countdown has begun.
And every little door inside has a small jar of jam. So there's these tiny little jars that each probably would cover maybe a small piece of toast.
This Advent calendar is a gift from her mom, who moved away from Montreal a few years ago. Maya won't be able to spend Christmas with her, so it's a way for them to stay connected over their shared love of jam.
There's cherry with pink peppercorn. Oh, orange, yuzu, and grapefruit. That one was really tasty.
Maya has been getting Advent calendars since she was a kid, but she's never really thought about the meaning behind those 24 tiny doors.
Way back in the Roman Empire times, it developed as a way of preparing for the coming of Christ.
Matthew Anderson teaches religious studies at St. Francis Xavier University. In the church, Advent is the four-week period leading up to Christmas. And Matthew says it's not all warm and fuzzy.
And the first two Sundays are anticipation of the coming of Christ at the end of time, sort of judgment day. It's a really apocalyptic kind of a time. It's not at all kind of Christmassy.
The last two Sundays swing back to more familiar territory, messages of hope and acceptance.
It's a festival that, if people actually paid attention to it, is particularly suited for our weird and wonderful time right now in the world. And it also brings up, of course, a moral choice. How will I behave in this world? For most of us, it's, you know, who gets the biggest chocolate?
The first Advent calendars didn't have any sweet treats, just doors that opened to pictures of angels and baby Jesus. It was a way to get kids excited about the holiday. In 1971, Cadbury began pumping out its own chocolate Advent calendar. The rest is history.
And what we've seen now is it's become grossly commercialized.
Robert Warren is a marketing expert at the University of North Dakota. He says up until about 10 years ago, chocolate was the go-to Advent calendar. Now it's morphed into just about everything.
Nespresso released their Advent calendar, so let's open it.
Oh, it's vanilla. I love vanilla.
Day 4 is a rollerball fragrance by Skylar. There's even an ice cream Advent calendar, and one for crocheters, where you get a pattern every day to make a different character from the Peanuts comic.
I'm thinking that's just so ironic, given that Charles Schulz's Christmas special is trying to teach you about the real meaning of Christmas.
Robert says Advent calendars are just Christmas creep. Companies trying to capitalize as early as possible on holiday gift buying. That's why there's an Advent calendar for every budget. You can spend $10 on one at the grocery store, or a lot more. Like that time Tiffany's sold an Advent calendar full of jewelry for more than $100,000. This year, each Canadian household is expected to spend about $1,000 on Christmas gifts. There's no official data on how much the Advent calendar industry rakes in every year, but
based upon everything I've seen, we're talking well over $1 billion.
And it's not just parents buying them for their kids. Many Advent calendars cater to young adults.
The millennials really want an experience. Keep in mind, they're now the biggest purchasing generation out there. So if you think about an Advent calendar, it gives them an experience every day.
Even Matthew Anderson, the religious scholar, isn't all that bothered by the commercialization of Advent.
The Christian church has never been at its best when it's kind of shrilly demanding that things be, you know, put the Christ back in Christmas.
He says people are going to celebrate the holidays however they want. And he doesn't think there's anything wrong with having something to look forward to. Even he's getting into it.
One of my favorites is the idea of a whiskey calendar. I'm hoping this year, who knows?
For the cost of living, I'm Leah Hendry.
So hey, do you have an Advent calendar that you're cracking open right now? What is it? I mean, we know about chocolate, we know about whiskey, but do you have something that's maybe a little, I don't know, weirder? Off the beaten track? Give us a call and let us know what it is. Our number is 1-866-550-COST. That's 1-866-550-2678. We want to hear about your advent calendar.